This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. An American airstrike has killed or wounded scores of members of an Iran-backed militia that forms part of Iraq's security forces. Baghdad says it will have dangerous consequences. The U.S. blames the group for the killing of a government contractor. Matthew Laratonda reports.
The American airstrikes in Iraq and Syria on Sunday that targeted a powerful militia group, a militia backed by Iran, have killed or wounded scores of its members, according to Reuters sources. And lays bare a crisis for Iraq's government because those fighters were formerly part of Baghdad's own armed forces. The Prime Minister, Adel Abdelmahdi, has condemned the strikes. He says it will have dangerous consequences. The militia group's supporters in parliament and religious establishment are calling it an attack on the country's sovereignty. Washington says the strikes were revenge for the death of an American civilian contractor in a rocket attack at a joint U.S.-Iraqi military base blamed on the group.
That's Matthew Laratonda reporting. President Donald Trump will start the new year knee-deep in foreign policy challenges. AP's Shelley Adler has more.
One of those challenges is North Korea, as the U.S. awaits what Kim Jong-un called a Christmas gift. National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien told ABC's This Week what will be done if it's a long-range missile or a nuclear test.
We'll reserve a judgment, but the United States will take action, as we do in these situations, and that's if Kim Jong-un takes that approach, we'll be extraordinarily disappointed, and then we'll demonstrate that disappointment.
Negotiations between the U.S. and North Korea have been stalled since the second summit between Kim and President Trump in February. Shelley Adler, Washington.
White House trade advisor Peter Navarro says the United States and China will likely sign phase one of a new trade deal early in the new year. VOA News. The Taliban says it does not.